Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
We were speculating earlier, did something kind of snap at that moment and he decided, but the evidence doesn't really point that way. It points like this was very premeditated, at least getting out there in the wilderness certainly was, because he's done it. He's learned how to do it. After the fact, after he got out of the military. So that would imply, you know, one of two things. Either he wanted to be kind of an off-grid type dude, or he was planning for doing exactly this. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the fact that he did come in with the zip ties, with the plastic bags, with everything when he picked the kids up. He knew what he was going to do. So yeah. There was some time sitting there going, I'm going to kill my kids. And enough to, you know, go pick him up. Now, the mom said he seemed a bit off that day. But the court said, you know, it's time for him to go visit the kids, even though he hasn't followed any of the orders that we give him to go get help. Still, the law says you have to give him over. He seemed to have this in his mind for quite a while. I think that's what makes it even more disturbing, because it's like, what kind of human being are we dealing with here? You know, as a behavioral expert, all of that, when you put it together, is that what makes this so troubling?
Yeah, because he had also no background of violence or aggression either. So again, it really didn't fit a pattern. But you hit a key thing right there too, that the ex-wife saw that or felt something was off, because there's a deviation from pattern. You know, it reminded me, as you're saying that, you know, in the world of aviation, which we've seen horrible aviation mm-hmm. tragedies recently, or whether you're on a naval ship, the pilot in command or the captain of the boat is literally the person in charge of the safety. They have the final call for everything. In this case, believe it or not, I think the mother can make that final call for safety. And, you know, we want to rely on the courts because we think the courts and the system is in place. And they are. They're in places for safety and security. But at the final moment, the decision can be the mother's or should be the mother's mm-hmm. because when something doesn't quite fit, make that call. Like when I'm flying in the air traffic control will tell me where to go, how to go, and what altitudes to be at and everything. But if I see there's an issue in the air or something doesn't make me feel right, there's a weird noise in a plane, there's something going on behind me, there's something, I make that final call and I tell them, here's what I'm doing and here's why I'm doing it. Screw you, because safety comes first. And believe me, this is not victim blaming on the mother here whatsoever. This is more of a trying to help people empower themselves. When something doesn't feel right, it means you're picking up on incongruencies from what you normally see. Mm-hmm. There's something going on. No emergency takeoff. Slow down, assess, and then just back away. Get out of that situation, because You could be wrong. You could be right. But you know what? I'd rather be wrong 95% of the time and right 5% of the time, and I'm going to save a life.
Because you can't go back and fix it. Yeah, you can't fix it if you're if you are right, but you feel like you have to do the wrong thing because of a piece of paper or because some judge who doesn't really know your case very well and is just having a shitty day and is like, well, whatever. That's not safety. That's not going to protect your kids. That judge is not going to protect your children. And there's no accountability for them either if they get the ruling wrong. And I'm not victim blaming either. I think this needs to be something that is really evaluated. It is certainly something that can be abused by parents who are selfish and don't want to share custody of their children when there is no reason to be fearful. But there are plenty of situations where there is plenty of reason to be fearful. And if that person who is there to see your children, who already has been diagnosed with borderline, has been diagnosed with PTSD, has shown a pattern of irresponsible behavior, going and taking the kids to go sleep at a home with a bunch of other homeless men, it's insane. Then the judge still thinks, oh yes, you can have unsupervised visitation. Clearly not a good choice by that judge. And as a parent, you're supposed to be abiding by those rules. But at the end of the day here, if you're ever in that situation and you're a parent, go and lead on the side of maybe your, maybe you need to protect your kids. Maybe there is some reason that there's incongruent behavior here, because you can't get them back if you make the wrong choice. And unfortunately, that is exactly what happened here. A system basically forced a mother to give her kids to a person she knew was not safe, even though she'd objected to it. And then exactly what she's been objecting to and saying, hey, this could happen, he's not safe, happened. And who's going to be accountable? Well, him, maybe, but it might be dead. But the people who said, this is what you have to do, there's no accountability there. They move on to the next case. And that's a messed up thing that we have in our society, where the rights seem to lean heavier to the potential abuser than it does to the people that are truly trying to protect the kids.
And also, I mean, I don't know it. I didn't hear this, but you know, I always try to place yourself in the shoes of someone. You know, if she was caring about him, even though they're divorced, about his well-being, and you know that the only thing that actually gave that might be able to save him from himself or get him back on a righteous path of mental health would be seeing your kids, you know, you're going to be compelled and influenced that way as well, out of her own compassion for him and his well-being. So it's a really, really tough situation. That's why, as always, we've said it multiple times, loving critics in our lives. Yeah. You know, just don't be the sole one making the decision on this. Bounce it off someone who's more objective for you and cares deeply about you, because big decisions like this, when you see red flags going off, you're not going to be objective enough for yourself as you might need to be. Have someone you can bounce it off. Say, hey, here's what I'm seeing. Here's what's going on. Let's take a big pause and let me bounce it off here. And if no one comes, in other words, if there's not a, let's just go to the behaviors of trust, open, honest communication and transparency. I need to have that in order to feel safe, so I can feel safe leaving my kids with you. Yeah. I want to know, I want verification that you're on your meds. I want verification of where they're going. I want to know who they're going to be going with. I want to know, see, again, and if there's a lack of transparency and there's an incongruence between the tempo of communication, we're backing off. And that's something you can reasonably then articulate to law enforcement, you know, or a judge or a court or something else. Granted, I know systems sometimes get bogged down in paperwork and data without the personalization side. But I remember inside the FBI when I was working, when it came to cases that involved human beings, which everything I dealt with involved human being, people want to see it on paper. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know the tempo of the case. And they're looking for facts, data, and details, which generally don't involve people, because people have a hard time writing about a relationship and the tempo of it and the development of it. But when you can then articulate, hey, here's a pattern I've seen in the past, here's what's deviated, here's what I need for transparency. In other words, you just have to be able to articulate what you are seeing that's deviated from what I'm expecting to see. Because when you tell law enforcement, or you tell a court, or you tell a judge, I just didn't feel it was safe, that's not good enough.
No.
Or it might be, but not with everyone. But you need to then be able to articulate, it was this, 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 and this. And so that's the real takeaway here. If you don't feel like something's right, articulate it, make it a fact and make it a data, something that you saw, something that seems different from the past. And if you can't do it by yourself, then you say, hey, you know, John, Mary, Joe, you know, what did you see? What specifically? That's why asking that what question, what forces us to be specific? And then say, when you say, why did you feel that way? But you say, what specifically did you see that deviated? And that forces people to kind of zero in and get really granular. And that's what helps people articulate it to courts, to others, and to law enforcement.
It makes it go a step above beyond just he said, she said. Because if you're just like, well, he's not safe. And that's how most people will handle it, because they're just not that detailed. Or realize or understand what you need to prove to get your point across. If you have the receipts, if you can prove something, if you have actual evidence beyond just what you're saying, but if you don't even have that, if you have a log of everything showing this is this communication, here's what happened, this happened here at this time, the court's going to respect that a hell of a lot more than just the guy over here with PTSD and borderline personality going, I want my rights. If you go, here's why that's not a safe idea, a judge will listen to you. You may not every judge, but if you are the one that's coming in prepared, confident, organized, calm, and not irrational, you will get a decision more in your favor, more likely than not. Again, I'm not victim shaming here. I have no idea what she presented. She may have done that, but more so for education for people out there in those situations, start logging that shit. Even if you're like, it'll never get that bad. You don't know that. And when I went through a divorce with a borderline, I had to do it. I had a log going on. I was writing everything down, all the crazy behavior, everything that was incongruent, that was not healthy. Luckily, I never had to use it in court. Mine just ran away. In this sort of case, he ran away, but he killed the kids too. That was my fear as well. So it was, I'm going to have to document everything if I need to take this to court. So even if you're like, well, it takes some time, but trust me, if it's going to keep your children alive, it is worth it. There's an episode of The Office. Do you watch The Office at all?
Yes.
Do you remember The Office, Michael Scott? He has the GPS. They're out giving gift baskets to their clients. And the GPS says, turn right, turn right. And Dwight is in the car going, it's a lake, Michael. This is a boat ramp. It says turn right. It says, but it's the GPS. It's wrong. No, it is right. And he just does it because the system said, this is where you have to go. And then he drove his car straight into a lake. That is what I feel so many of us do, because we think this system's going to protect us, and that this border over here is going to protect us, and this bumper over here is going to protect us. At the end of the day, who has your best interest at heart? Yourself, more than anyone else. Just like you were saying in your flight, in aviation. Yeah, you got your tower. They are there. You need to listen to them. Unless you see something else that they simply do not have knowledge of that is going to impact your safety, you have to make the call. And in cases like this, more parents need to be empowered enough to make the call. And if
so here's a great philosophy that we've had in my family for a while now, that I use. I use it with my wife, with my children. You know, my adult children. And that is, every time we deal with a situation that someone has to make a tough decision outside of our family, we always say this: what can I do to make it easy for them to say yes, side with me, go? Mm-hmm. And so in a case like this, if you start dealing with custody issues and you know, like in this case in particular, the first thing you need to be thinking of is, what can I do to make it easy for the judge to side with me? Mm-hmm. And part of that is, the second you start getting into these things, you start baselining. What I mean by baseline is, to your point, you start journaling. You start writing. You start photographing your kids, your interactions, the places that pickups are happening, your observations. You start detailing and you date it. Because how many times have we seen in court where if someone presents a journal, because the journal says, well, it can be made up. Yeah, but you know what? You're not making up stuff on the second. And when you actually have a pattern you're displaying for a judge or custody, you know, family court, you know, where you're journaling and you have periods of time, like every single visitation, every single day, boom, 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 periods of time. All of a sudden we start seeing a deviation. Mm-hmm. You can then articulate that to the court, and what's the other parent have, or the person that might be going off the rails have? Nothing. Yeah. So who's the court going to side? Because remember, systems can fail, but they're going to fail because it's a team. Mm-hmm. You've got to do your part. to make it easy for them to help keep your kids safe. Everyone, so here's the thing. No one wants kids to be in jeopardy. No one wants, you know, people to be unsafe. But what are you going to do? See, there it is, that what question. What specifically are you going to do to make it easy for them to side with you to keep your kids safe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the mindset to have.
Because
part of that is keeping records, because that when what you're doing by record keeping is you are baselining.
Yeah.
Everyone's always asking, what's behavioral baselining? It's just observing over periods of time to see patterns of behavior. That's what you're doing for the court.
And it shows you're competent enough to do that, because I can guarantee Travis Decker was not competent enough to make a log of, well, number one, he had nothing to log against mom, but he wouldn't be, that wouldn't be going through his mind. He's not operating.
It wouldn't make sense either. Yeah.
No, it wouldn't make sense. He's not operating on that sort of a plane.
So think about this. So even if he was journaling as well, and you have two journals that are now going to be presented to the court,
yeah,
I guarantee his broken brain is not congruent with thoughts and behaviors. I've talked to people, I've interviewed people, like it's, you know, from you and I doing this show together, you know, we sometimes have some interesting cats that reach out for us, and you get these long diatribe emails from people from time to time that make no sense whatsoever. Even though they're journeying their asses off, they're making no sense. So you say, so there's an issue here. And so I guarantee you, if this individual, if Decker was journaling, or and you compare it to the mom's journal, the apples and oranges,
it would stand out. It would, without a doubt, stand out. What do you make of this aspect of it? Because in some ways here, looks like he planned this out pretty well. He had the skills to do it. He trained himself for it. He had the stuff to go off into the wilderness. But he Googled how to get to Canada and various things of that nature, which were found right away. Like, okay, he had some premeditation here going on. Again, that it's always funny because the Google seems to take down a lot of people when it comes to murder, when it comes to... what do you make of that? Because it seems to me this is an obvious thing not to do, or you do it in some sort of rogue way that can't be searched. I mean, there are ways of doing that, but nope, just did that. So just right out there, right in the digital moment evidence as out there, how to get to Canada. That seems bizarre if you're really planning this in a real slick way.
So what people generally will do, and we've seen this in so many cases, they'll do a good job of planning out the actual execution of what they're doing, but they don't plan out how to research the execution or plan for their event. And so that becomes very impulsive, you know, the planning stages. And so when things become impulsive during the planning stages, you're going to do stupid things like that. So even if he's aware of the fact that, you know, people are going to look at my Google searches, in the moment, it's like, oh man, I'm going to have to get to Canada. I better, you know, and so immediately before even thinking, you're saying, I got to Google how to get in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Because literally what is probably going through his mind is like, well, I can't go across the border at the normal border place. You know, I'm going to hike through the woods. I got to get through the woods, you know. So that's what, you know, he's just scheming his mind how to do that. And it becomes very impulsive. And so planning stages can be impulsive as you're planning a systematic, thoughtful process of execution. So here's a tip for people that are trying to get away with something.
Skip plan, that.
plan how you're going to plan before you start planning.
The more you know. We should have the star.
Yeah. You know, another great example, you know, again, it still hasn't gone to trial yet. We don't know. But, you know, Brian Koberger, he didn't plan how to plan.
No.
He did a decent job, but still didn't plan enough about how to plan, because law enforcement's ability, when they care about a case, to go back and do deep dives on you, it's pretty impressive. Even just since I retired, it's much more impressive now. And a quick point I didn't highlight enough about his military background, I don't want to disregard it, is also most likely in there is his training on evasion. You know, so if he's an infantry guy, you know, if he's trained in any kind of reconnaissance, like I know Marine Corps scout snipers are trained really, really well on how to stay hidden, how to evade detection and do reconnaissance and things like that and stay off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's part of it. But also evasion of detection is different than survival. So I just wanted to make sure I did include he has probably skills in evading, but maybe not survival.
How long do you think this guy can stay off the grid and not get caught? Without dying. Well,
Well, 3 days without water and about 21 days without food is what the body can survive on. Mm-hmm. So he's got, and that's why, you know, from what I'm seeing is they're staking out and they're looking at those kind of places that, unless he has caches that he planned out ahead of time about how he's going to do that. That's one aspect of it. The other thing too, that I know that they're doing is when you have skilled and trained trackers, one of the things that trained trackers are doing is they're very, very good at reading terrain and knowing courses and routes of travel people are typically going to take because of ease of travel. Because he's going to, so say he's in a mindset of, I can suffer well, I can bushwhack well, but after a certain period of time, you're going to get exhausted and slowed down by that. And impatience is going to come into play. Mm-hmm. A sense of safety from not seeing contact with anyone is going to come into play. So some laziness is going to come into play, which is going to then, the terrain is going to start channeling you in logical areas and logical routes of travel. And so most likely they got trackers doing just that as well. Not just assessing viable sources of water and food, but also assessing the terrain and viable tracks that he might be taking. And so that's where they're going to be focusing efforts.
If he's alive and they don't find him dead, how do you, or both cases here, like you just described, at some point fatigue is going to come into play, mentally, physically, all of it, because he's human. When he reaches that point, when it's just, I'm going to take this easier route over here because it just looks like a better terrain to go through. There's water that way. Yes, it opens me up more, but he's probably going to lean more into, I'm exhausted, I'm good, this so far, they haven't found me, and then you have that. Or you have the, I'm exhausted, I'm just going to end it. Do you think we find him dead, or do you think we find him still, you know, trying to forge his way through the forest?
The longer this goes, my laws of probability in my head are saying we're going to find him dead.
Yeah.
Or not find him at all, because he's going to be hidden under a rock someplace just dead.
Yeah.
Because again, so if you couple his ability to suffer long periods of time in deprivation, and who knows what the effects of food and calorie deprivation, sleep deprivation is going to exasperate his PTSD and his other mental health issues, no medications. I mean, there's a lot of things that are playing in that broken brain. Him, again, I'm just surprised he didn't off himself already.
Yeah.
I think the likelihood of him doing that grows greater every single day he's out there just because of... Not because of a conscious choice. I think his unconscious broken brain is in total control right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be, but again, I don't want to disregard the fact that it's all still choices he is making. So he's still accountable for all his actions.
Yeah. 1000%.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.